it's that time when I get up and I'm like, damn, I gotta do a show.
For you.
Poor me. But it's always cool when I have guests from the industry, people doing their own thing, especially when someone is a fellow podcaster.
Hey.
And has a cool show that we want to talk about, and done a lot of seasons, actually. So I've got Angela from the Faded Truth podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So when did you start your first podcast? What was the year of the first season?
So I started in 2020. I got the idea. We good?
Yeah.
Okay. I got the idea before COVID happened, and then once COVID happened, it just kind of came together because I had time to learn how to learn Final Cut, learn my lights,
okay,
my cameras.
Sure.
Yeah, because I knew nothing about media. I was even off social media for like 5 years before I started the show, and I really would just wanted to be on radio because my inspiration was Rude Jude.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm like, I just want to talk shit for a living on the radio and like,
okay,
whatever, you know? And my friend, he's got a huge YouTube, and he was like, you need a YouTube. You need to start a YouTube. So then I like bought all this equipment. He told me to buy like the Shure mics, and like,
sure,
I started with some like low budget camcorders.
Okay.
Some shitty lighting.
And
okay, then my friend, my ex from high school, we're still cool, but he's huge in media. So he was like, I'll teach you how to do Final Cut. So I learned everything through like Share Screen and FaceTime.
That's not an easy program.
No, I didn't know it was hard until people were like, you're not on Adobe? I'm like, no, I'm on Final Cut.
That's more like even movie production. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people, mm-hmm, that use Final Cut, like DreamWorks and a lot of like the animation type stuff, you,
yeah,
notice that they use Final Cut, which is dope.
I don't even know the capacity of it. Like I,
sure,
still have it on one of my lists to do a Final Cut tutorial for myself, because,
sure,
I'm one of those people, like once I learn how to do it, I'm like, all right, we're gonna do it like this every time.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And it's already enough to edit all your own shit. And
yeah,
I used to do it on this old laptop, so it would take me like days to edit, and then my,
wow,
computer would like take a shit if it went too far. And then once I got like my new Mac, I'm like, oh my god, this is great. I can edit in a day or a couple hours.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
But
when was the first Faded? When did you do the first one?
I launched my first episode May of 2020,
okay,
on YouTube.
May of 2020.
Yeah.
COVID's going on. You're like, I like to put some information out. What was the inspiration? What made you want to do it? And what made you choose the name?
So, like I said, I just felt like I wanted to talk shit on the radio because I was like, all right, like I'm from Jersey. We're raunchy as hell. We don't give a fuck. You know, and I don't, uh-huh, feel like there's a lot of women that you hear that talk like that. So initially,
okay,
yeah, when I started it, I was like, I kind of want to just talk about sex and like have like my girlfriends on and we can talk about shit. So that's how it kind of started. Like,
okay,
we would be talking about anything from like lesbians or polygamy or whatever. I would get everyone's like input.
Sure.
And it would just be like a raunchy show. And then it kind of turned into like me starting to interview people, like friends I had in businesses, whether they were a rapper or they owned a business. And then I would just interview them.
Okay.
And then it just like spiraled, right? And then the name I got because I was just trying to think of something with truth, because I'm,
sure,
like, there's,
sure,
way too many fake motherfuckers out here. Can,
okay,
I curse?
Yeah, of,
okay,
course.
So,
we could smoke. As a matter of fact, thank you for bringing some nugs. That was actually,
yes,
so dope. Let's and the fact that you mentioned Sour D, which is like one of my old school, because you're from the East Coast, right? You know, like that
GG
was the...
GG4 and Sour D, I'm like,
was,
they're great combo.
That was the famous shit, right? That was the most famous shit.
So shout out to Sierra Living Organics in North Cal.
Oh, nice.
They're my farm, and...
okay.
They're just great, like, 30-year cultivators. It's a couple. They're just great intention into their product.
Okay.
And they're actually making my strain. I have a strain called Faded Brunch.
Okay.
And
okay. tell me about Faded Brunch.
So it's an apricot mimosa genetic, and it's mixed with Sierra cherries. So the samples of that will actually be done this month. And then, you know, I just start growing for next year.
Is this indoor? Outdoor?
Outdoor.
Outdoor.
Sun-grown.
Sun-grown, organic.
Yes.
That's what you like.
Yep, so...
There's a lot to be said about the soil. Do you want to...
Can I light my blunt?
Yeah, light your blunt for sure.
My hemp wrap?
Hemp
like I've been,
wrap,
I've
absolutely
been doing good.
Okay.
You have a lighter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Perfect. There we go.
So I was trying to figure out a name, like, with truth, and I'm like, Naked Truth... I'm like writing on my notepad, and then I'm like faded, because we used to be like, yo, I'm fucking faded. Sure, like, it didn't matter if you were drunk, high.
Sure.
We just said faded if you were fucked up.
Because it could cover that.
Right. So I was like, all right, we're going to get faded and tell the truth. And I even had this like little jingle I made when I did this like little radio show.
Really?
Yeah. And it just like always went together. So I'm like, what's better than getting faded and telling the truth? Because people will come out of their shell when you either give them a drink or give them a blunt.
Absolutely.
Then they get more comfortable in the show. They relax.
Always.
And half the time, like, I've had a few people tell me like, can we re-record? I was too high. I didn't mean to say that. And yeah. I'm like, there was five cameras.
No. Fuck no. We do the same thing here.
You gotta be real.
I don't like scripted. I mean, especially for a podcast. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess you would have a different opinion.
I just have questions, yeah. And then I always bring it back if we get off topic.
Questions is
but
cool.
I don't have a
but
script.
But scripted. I'm like, because some of these ones are scripted.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally pre-planned. Totally, done for certain reactionary purposes.
Yeah, no, I like to like come off.
And they're
off
these
the
dickish guy, like dickish podcasts where they bring nice girls on, only to annihilate them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to me,
I've been on one
like,
of those, and they just look dumb as fuck. Because I was like, y'all think you're gonna play me?
Yeah, especially when you're East Coast, right?
Yeah, no.
Like, don't fuck with East Coast person, because I grew up in New York, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and now that I have like fucking MMA, Muay Thai, and shit, you really can't fuck with me.
Oh, do you really? You practice and do that? Oh, damn.
I do pole. I actually did pole after interviewing Onyx.
Really just got inspired and like, she's talking about it. I'm going to pull it up.
It's fucking the craziest workout I've ever done in my life.
Very difficult. Shout out to those that actually,
you think you're strong until you try to hold your body weight up.
Oh my God. That's like crazy imagine that. Right. And you said, what was the other thing? Pull it. What did you just say?
Muay Thai.
Oh, Muay Thai. Like the boxing.
Well, MMA. So. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I have a friend. She's a female who's doing that right now here in Vegas. And I was like, originally was just like, I want to change my life, I want to fight, and she has like two kids and all this stuff, she's a single mom and everything, and I'm like, damn, that seems ballsy, you know what I mean? Like, just hard to imagine, like, in your mind as a female. I don't know
what fighting like.
Yeah,
I don't know. I grew up on boxing. My dad always was boxing. We had a bag in the garage. So, like,
okay.
Throughout the years, even my mom boxed, too.
Wow.
So, it was just something I would always do, like, for fun. And then once I started learning how to strike and, like, kick people, I'm like, oh, this is a fucking art. Like, wow. This is even, like, next level.
Wow. And have you ever, like, tournament, like...
No. Okay. So I always never wanted to like compete in those things because I'm like, my face is, I don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah,
and they're like, it'll heal. I'm like, no. I don't want a gash on my fucking face.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I always say never. And like, I always said I didn't want to do jujitsu because I didn't want to like roll around on the floor with sweaty people.
Okay.
But like, then I started practicing jujitsu and I now can choke people out with their own collars.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know what to say. I'm like kind of speechless at this point. Wow, that's great. So... Well, at least I hope you haven't had to choke somebody out.
No, but it's good to know because for women.
It's good to know.
Especially in this, like, world now. Like, no one gives a fuck, So, and you're not always going to fight people standing
you
up.
You have to be careful.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You really do have to be careful these days. It's important. So your first guest.
Ever?
Who was it?
My first guest. Like, my first show was, like, me and my girlfriends talking shit, but I think my real, like, first guest...
Okay.
Like celebrity guest?
Or just guest, whoever, like...
My first, like, guest after My Girls and Me was my boy, my first boy I met out here, my Hawaiian boy, and I taught him how to roll a blunt.
Okay.
And that's when everyone was like, you're fucking teaching people how to roll blunts online? I'm like, yeah, that's my show. Like, it's about weed,
Yeah, of course. Is every episode have something to do with bud?
Not, like, something to do with it, but we'll be smoking it. And
yeah,
then,
that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
You'll at least, like,
typically,
puff.
Most of my guests have are able to smoke, but there's like been maybe like one or two that can't because of their, they're either an athlete
or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah, so maybe they'll have a drink, you know,
or insurance policy or something.
But they always have like a wine or fucking a margarita. Like, as I told you, I used to film in my house, so I'd be cooking for you. I'd be I used to bartend, so I'm like making you fucking drinks, you know, and then we're getting comfortable. And I have no shoes on.
So how long have you been in Vegas? For a while, or?
6 years.
So has the whole time the show been in Vegas?
No, I came to Vegas like December of 2017.
Okay,
and then I started the podcast like 2 years later.
Okay, 2 years later.
Yeah.
So it's always been here then? No?
Yep.
Yeah, always been in Vegas. So that's cool. And where'd you live before that?
Jersey.
No, nothing else.
No.
East Coast, Vegas.
East Coast of Vegas.
Jersey, Atlantic City.
Yep. I'm from AC area. I like bartended in AC was young, you know? So
really?
It was like when I came here, it was like a big AC, but like easier to navigate because it wasn't like nobody really like is trying to fight you out here. Everyone's kind of chill for the most part.
Yeah, no, it's not.
So it was an easy transition in that way of like, all right, but I came out so Jersey and people were like, you had to calm down. Like, no one talks like you. No one acts like, why are you screaming? I'm like, I'm talking.
Yeah.
So it was a big adjustment for me.
And then it's all the applicable of like, where on the East Coast it seems okay for you to like bust on someone or.
Oh yeah, people are sensitive as fuck out here. You can't say shit. They're like, oh my God.
California is even worse.
Sorry, y'all. I love the West Coast to an extent, but the people out here are fucking.
There's a lot of sensitivity.
Way different.
Sensitivity, right?
You could not go to the, like my Jersey people will not be able to move out here. Like I'm.
No.
They're like, bitch, I don't know how you do it. This is a Sims game.
Right.
This is literally The Sims. But I love the West Coast because it slowed me down.
Sure.
And it calmed me down.
Okay.
And I didn't even start getting into my wellness stuff that is now a huge part of my brand until I moved here because we don't have fucking crystals in Jersey. We don't have salt rooms. We don't do yoga.
Sure.
You know, it's not really like common where I'm from.
Okay.
So when I came out here and started doing
So even when
things,
you go back.
What?
Even all these years later. Yoga, things like that, has gotten a little bit more spiritual on the East Coast, you feel, or no? You have a tiny bit?
I mean, I don't go back enough to know, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to travel around the world, not like
of course.
Go fucking back to Jersey.
Back to Jersey.
Yeah.
I got you. That's great. And what is the, I know this is I'm not going to say a hobby, but a passion, the podcast. What is your actual like do for a living?
Oh, like my day job?
Yeah, the day job. No, I'm always kicking smoke. you can't get me to tap out.
I know. I love that he's a stoner. I'm a VP at a sales office.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. What kind of sales? Or do we not want to mention?
Do we have to?
Oh, no, we don't have to. She's in the sales from the sales office.
I'm in sales.
And she could definitely do things that is be able to have a great podcast, right?
Yeah.
Discuss all kinds
bartending and sales is what I did my whole life, you know.
That's great.
So it's like basically I could talk to a wall, you know, and that's why my personality was like I can get a job out here no problem because when I moved out here I just was bartending and I was like I got a resume, fuck it. Went to the auditions, you know, got like places from there and then I just bartended out here for a couple years and then in like 2019 I had this epiphany that I'm just not meant to serve people in that way anymore.
Okay.
You know, I was like a great fucking server. I was just always on point, but I'm like, there's something more for me here, right?
In life.
And working three jobs my whole life, I never had time to take a step back and like find my passion.
Wow.
Right? So then I was just thinking. So then I ended up quitting all my jobs, going to Hawaii for a trip and just saying, fuck it. And then I came back, got this opportunity to open this office that I'm currently at. And that was 4 years ago.
Wow.
And that was the first time I worked, you know, just one job in my life. And after doing that, I was like, oh, now I want to like start doing whatever. I had time to do things, right? And then I just got into the show and it's just, now that's like
one of your main things. Is it still more you and your girls or is it,
no, it's
more
just guests, me and guests.
You and guests and stuff. And when did that kind of change over? Was it season 2, 1? Like how many?
No, after the first couple episodes.
After the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
And how many episodes were in the first season? Around-ish.
I don't know, because I was racking up the YouTube things, trying to break the algorithm
Okay.
And so I didn't even, like, make a season one. I was just kind of going.
Going.
Hundreds of lives. I would do a lot of lives on YouTube. Damn.
Hundreds.
All right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's yawning over here.
Sometimes a week.
It's a sour day. It's a sour day mixed with the GG4.
Bangers of it. Which is funny. And, like, for those that don't know, we moved down to the Dream Factory. So if you hear these noise in the background, it's because it is actually Champs.
Shout out to Jerome Baker.
Shout out to
the space. They covered it up, though, but this is where you guys saw the Derek Gilman interview from the Gangier. We did it back here. We had the big bong behind us.
It looked so dope.
Yeah.
It did.
I was proud of that setup because I came here early. I fucking cleaned it. I put it together, you know?
It was a cool little section.
And I was like, oh, the light. And the light worked. So it was like, it just came perfect.
No, it was cool. And then there was something he had next to it. I don't remember what it was. But it's so cool. And what were your favorite guests? If you tell me your first top three that went in your head.
Jason Weaver.
Okay. Now, who's that for those that don't know?
He's an actor.
Okay.
And singer.
Okay. And what?
Like, he was the voice of the Lion King.
Oh, dope.
And then he was, like, the brother and smart guy.
Oh, okay.
He was in, like, The Chi, which is, like, a huge Showtime series about Chicago.
The Chi.
Yeah.
See, oh, that was dope, actually. I remember that. That was a good series.
But he was like somebody that I was like, oh my god, like that's from my childhood, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was really excited like when I got that interview.
Sure.
And Rude Jude, I ended up interviewing Rude Jude, my inspiration to even get and start anything in media. And let me see my third. Probably Redman.
Oh, dope.
I'm trying to think, and I'm like, well, Redman, because I just posted it because it's been a year since I did the interview at Super Bowl last year.
Wow.
For him. I did him and Lamar Odom at the cannabis event.
Which one was it? What was that?
Consumption Park.
And this is in Nevada?
This was in Arizona.
In Arizona.
Year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to go to tell me about this. This actually sounds interesting. So you went to this cool event. It was Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they asked you to host your podcast at it, or like how did it all go down?
So I'm partnered with Red Coral Universe, and they brought me down there to interview, you know. That was amazing of them. So you can watch that interview at redcoraluniverse.com or download the app and just sign up for free.
Sure.
And you can watch season 1, 2, and then 3's coming out, but Redman's
on
there.
Nice.
They're trying to, you know, let it go by seasons.
Okay.
So you can watch season 1 and 2 on there. It's a lot of fucking content.
Sure.
And the Redman one I went viral for because he was saying how I asked him about power and I didn't know he was off power, right? And so I asked about how he still likes it, whatever, and he's like, oh, I left because I didn't want to take the jab.
You mean for the COVID?
Yeah. And so that clip.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fucking great interview.
And he never told anybody that, so like you almost got like some prime.
Well, 50 Cent reposted it because it's 50 Cent show, Power.
Sure.
So he reposted it, got millions of views. But what happened was somebody took my clip and they put their logo on it, and they shared it. And so 50 Cent shared it with someone else's logo on my video. So you know, as a creator, that shit hurts so bad.
That's kind of sucky.
And I'm in the video, so it's like you can't act like it's yours because I'm in the fucking video.
Sure,
dumbasses.
Doing it, that's funny.
But anyway.
Did you say something to them?
Yeah, they took it down. But, you know, at least they made me go viral. I'm like, thanks.
That's so dope.
But it was a really dope interview. He's from Jersey, you know, so it was like great.
From Jersey.
Yeah,
nice.
He's from Newark.
And any cool stories come to mind when you interviewed him, or was there something during the interview? Did he puff during it?
So I'm like, all right, because this was at the time where I was making my strain.
Okay.
So I had rolled like 12 blunts, and I just labeled them with all the genetics because they, you know, I was going through genetics to see which ones I wanted to pick.
Sure.
And so I brought all these blunts with me, and I'm just pulling them out because I was like, all right, I want these celebs to smoke my weed and tell me what they think of my fucking farm, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And
that's the ultimate plug right there. Yo, Redman think that shit's good.
Right, like... So he told me he hadn't smoked in a while. And I'm like, what? Like, how did I not know this? You know, I felt like unprepared.
Sure, sure.
And he's like, but I'm going to hit your blunt. I'm like, word?
Oh.
So he hit the apricot mimosa.
Okay.
He just took like one hit, but he liked it.
That is great.
Lamar Odom, I gave him some Northern Lights because he likes indica.
Old school.
Yeah.
Straight old school Northern Lights.
Well, they had, I had like Northern Lights 2 and 3 or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, still.
They're deep, the phenotypes.
Because that's like, Northern Lights is one of the original breeders of plants, like especially in the 70s and 80s, even like early 90s and stuff. They're only like a 20 or 30 main ones that everyone crossbred with.
Wow.
And Northern Lights was for sure one of them.
It's like rare.
One of the originals.
I always like I'm a more sativa person. And now I actually took a break. I took like a 3-week break from smoking.
Okay.
Like right before the end of the year because I was traveling. And I was like, I don't really feel like dealing with this. So let me see if I can, you know, detox myself. It's been like 6 years since I tried to detox or do anything.
It's not that hard.
Well, it was last time. This time it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long did you do it for?
3 weeks, like 25 days. I did it from December 1st to Christmas, and when I came home on Christmas, that was my present.
And you must have been so lit.
I was high as
fuck. The day that you had to do it,
two
right?
Hits. I did it at night on Christmas. I was like...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And so, how many seasons is that total you've done? Or like...
Four seasons.
Four seasons at this point, going to get into the fifth season. Each season, was there a lot of changes as you were as a host? You know what I mean? Like,
the growth?
Yeah. Like, did you feel like you made like a lot of growth each year, or it was slow growth, or it was even more than you imagined? You know.
First, I have to ask this question for the audience.
Okay.
Does anyone know why you get cold when you smoke? Does anyone get cold? Like after you smoke, you get colder.
I don't know if I've ever noticed that personally. You have.
It only happens sometimes though, but it's been happening to me because I haven't smoked as much.
Oh wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, what was the question?
Favorite strain, currently.
Favorite strain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just honestly smoke anything that they have that's on sativa leaning.
Okay.
So my strain is going to be terpinolene. Pinene and myrcene is going to be the main terpenes.
Okay, you like the pinene,
Well, I like limonene, but it's like I wanted to make it balanced, and I didn't want people to get like heart palpitations, and like some people have a bad experience with weed.
Wow, yeah, of course.
Because of what they're smoking, right? So I just wanted to kind of be like a hybrid at first, but it's definitely going to keep you up. The apricot mimosa is so good.
Heart palpitations, though. Really? Wow. That's sucky.
Like, you know, if somebody smokes weed and they get a panic attack, they're going to be scarred from weed, you know? And that's those are the type of terpenes that don't work well with certain people. So I just wanted to make it even.
Do you remember Trainwreck?
Yes.
That one is super piney. Like, right? That would be up your...
I love Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Herrera.
Well, what they call the Jack Herrera. Because the actual Jack never had... that sativa component. It was like other strains, skunk.
I think I heard that before.
And two or three other ones, because I was friends with Jack. I love Jack with all my heart. And I had a strain when I was in my 20s that was Jack's. And Jack had come to my place, and I've even like smoked and shown him. Like, it was the OG. It was nothing like what people say is the Jack now, because that was... what everybody smokes now is what Sensi put out that Jack had blessed with his name. But Jack had his original strain that he never gave to Sensi. They said, Jack, would you like this strain? We want to call it Jack Herrera. But Jack had what he called the Jack. That was his Jack. And if you actually like read about it and go on Google and stuff, you can find the original. I just don't remember it offhand, but I used to always remember it. But it was skunk and like two other strains from back in the day. And the buds were more like lemon pepper. And they were huge. And they were so sticky that you could take it. And you could take a jack nug and you could throw it in the wall and you could hear a thump.
That's fresh, how like, dense fresh. It was?
Yeah.
Wow.
That you'd hear it thump, you know. But no, I'm more of a hybrid, you know, and I like indica too. I'm kind of in the couch, kind of, you know.
See, I hate that. Like, and that's why I feel like now I've been like making myself smoke at night.
Okay.
Because I feel like when I smoke in the day, unless I'm like out, I have to be out. But if I'm like home smoking, I'm just going to, I like start getting the munchies, which I haven't got since I was fucking 20.
Okay.
And then I like want to go to bed and I'm like, this sucks. Is this what other people feel when they like say, oh, I don't like to smoke? And
Maybe.
So I'm like, you know, it's just crazy how like you can reset your body. So now I like that I want to be like out and smoking.
What's the best part about your podcast to you personally?
Oh yeah, and I'm sorry because I remember your question that I forgot that quick.
Which one?
When we went into the strain, though, you said about growth and change throughout everything.
Yeah, I go.
So, if you like go to the seasons and you start at season one, right, and then you go to season two, and then that's why they were kind of like releasing it because the growth has been crazy. Like, you're not even gonna recognize me a lot in some of the 2020 episodes. I was just a whole different person.
And would you want people to still know that person in the first, or
because that's me, but like I've just gotten, you can't, you like cannot be fucking, you know, a firecracker all the time. Like you have to learn how to control yourself and your emotions and your temper. And like I told you, it was very hard for me to adapt when I moved to Vegas because people don't move the same.
No.
At all. It's just weird, is all I can say.
There, it's go, 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 go.
It's just East like Coast,
fast pace.
Yeah, so, but it's been a big growth in like mentally, physically. Like I look different, I think different, you know? And that's how I've been able to carry the show by myself for 4 years because my guests are quality guests. Like that's you're gonna be listening to like real fucking professionals in all of these industries.
Sure.
And you're going to be hearing some crazy off the wall shit.
And that's the other thing that I want people, I think people should really understand. Everyone is so into, oh, what's now? Oh, what's this? Oh, what's that? And if they listen to something old, they missed out and it's not worth listening to. I think it's stupid because I bet your interviews that you did your first year, second year with some of those people, even though it's years later, I bet you there's moments that you got information out of some of these people you interviewed that they never told anybody else.
Right.
You know what I mean? So who gives a fuck if you heard some new thing, blah, 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 and not appreciate going
back
and listening.
I feel like if you're like invested in the brand, or if like you know the person's genuine, then why wouldn't you just listen to everything or like start from the beginning? What's the difference?
Yeah,
you're gonna hear it's still different to you. You never heard it.
Yeah, I say the same thing. If it's new to you, then what's the difference?
Right.
But do you know that on the station, literally, like you can hear, it'll show that if like people stop listening, it'll stop. So like sometimes, if somebody dates anything on the network, and someone hears an old date or this, that a lot of people who are listening actually think in their head, oh shit, that's kind of old. I don't know if I should listen to it anymore. And stop listening to it right there at that point. Wow. What do you say when I tell you that that happens like 80% of the time?
That's a high statistic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, right? So you want to know to leave it out. At least dating yourself. I like to just be about the theme, you know, who it is I'm interviewing or the occasion or whatever. I don't really like to date anything because then people will keep listening to it on Google and other
things. Keep listening, y'all.
Keep listening.
Go to fadedtruth.com.
Absolutely.
Support there. Support a Red Coral.
Absolutely.
You're going to support on Haze Radio soon.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is shout outs to friends and family out there. You got any shout outs?
No, shout out to everyone in Jersey. I love y'all. Shout out to my people in Vegas.
Everyone in Jersey. Everyone
shout out to
in
Nicaragua.
Vegas.
All my family. And it's just going to be an amazing year. This year is going to be my best year ever. So
Nicaragua, that's dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So let me see. What's it? No, I don't know why we're losing. music. Do you hear some? I don't know.
What are you playing?
The weird day. We're going to put the... Here we go. There we go. Music's back. I'm a stoner. Thank you so much
for coming. Are we still live?
Yeah, we're still live. Thank you so much for coming on the cast. It was a pleasure. Everybody else, tune in to Haze Radio. You can catch it. Take it on your phone.
Thank you.
Check out on Haze TV. Let our stoners know one more time, how do they get a hold of you?
You can go to FadedTruth.com. You can follow me on all platforms at Faded Truth. You can listen on all audio platforms, and you can download Red Coral app and stream for free.
Absolutely. So.
And it's just about cannabis, wellness, creatives, taboo, and food.
Taboo.
And food. A lot of healthy ways to get better, because we got to get better.
I like the subjects. Taboo, food. Who doesn't love food, right?
I mean, who doesn't love fucking pole dancing and eating?
Do you remember Fantasy Island?
No.
Do you remember that show? Really?
I never watched it.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I right? may Where have, people, like, I don't
back
know.
Back in the day, they flew onto this island and everything else. Anyway, I don't know if my son or I was there. See you guys later.
Peace.